Prologue. The Command of Serpents. The ghost image collapsed into smoke. A mist of ectoplasm and ash hung in the air. The remains of the astropath lay on the deck, its flesh hissing as it dissolved into an oily foam which clung to its bones. The remains of its green robes looked like a rag pulled from a stagnant river. Horus Lupercal, Warmaster of a divided Imperium, looked away from the space where the apparition of his brother Primarch had stood. Shadows crawled in the lines of his face and bled from his eyes.
"Will he do it?" asked Malachurst.
Horus looked back to the collapsed heap that had been the psychic conduit for the audience.
"He will," said Horus.
"We cannot trust him."
Horus shook his head.
"We never have been able to trust his word. Cradled in lies, as Rogel once said. He was right about that, at least."
Malachurst was silent as the Warmaster looked back to where the ash had begun to settle on the deck.
"I am trusting in his nature rather than his words," said Horus at last. "He will do what is needed, not because I command it, but because it is what he wants. Perhaps what he has wanted since before I set the galaxy to burn."
"He said it would take time to prepare."
"Time we have," said Horus quietly.
Malachurst felt words form on his tongue, but struggled to take shape.
"It must begin now, Mal," said Horus,
the words seeming to answer Malachurst's silent doubts.
"The first shot must be fired now, or it will not land before the true battle begins. Sol must shake in the firmament, and its protectors bleed."
"He can do it. He and his legion are flawed weapons."
"He can do it. This is the war they were made for, the war they have been preparing to fight since we began. It is true that he and his sons are flawed, but that is only another reason to use him for this now, while his skills are still relevant."
Malachurst bowed his head, his heart unsatisfied, but his duty of counsel done.
"As you will it, sire," he said.
Horus held his gaze on his equerry for a moment, and then turned away, stalking back to his throne. He settled into its embrace with a murmur of armor servos. Cold light from the viewports fell across him, pouring darkness into the recesses of his face and armor.
"We make for terror," said the Warmaster, "and I would see it burning in greeting."